Hey everybody, it's Mike McCabe with Our Wisconsin Revolution. It's good to talk with you again, and I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving and are finding good ways to enjoy the holiday season. You know, 2020 has been one of those years. It's been one of those years that's made it hard for any of us to get what we want, but it sure has given us a great many reasons to appreciate what we have. I totally understand the yearning for a return to something resembling normalcy. I also get how people are hoping and praying for unity and civility. But given what's going on in our state and country and the enormity of the challenges facing us, this is not a moment that lends itself easily to unity and normalcy. We have to be bluntly honest with each other and challenge one another, and that will mean conflict because people in Wisconsin and across America have very pronounced differences that have produced very real divisions. It's worth remembering that the unemployed want jobs, the hungry want to eat, the evicted want apartments, the foreclosed want to keep their homes, and the sick want cures far more than they want political harmony. When I say that, I can't help but think of Franklin Roosevelt's call for a second Bill of Rights, an economic Bill of Rights. He proposed that every American should have the right to six things. First, a job. Second, an adequate wage and decent living. Third, a decent home. Fourth, medical care. Fifth, economic protection during sickness, accident, old age, or unemployment. And sixth, a good education. FDR proposed this in 1944, and 76 years later, our country has yet to fulfill the vision of an economic Bill of Rights. Doesn't even seem like we're trying anymore. We should. For Our Wisconsin Revolution, I'm Mike McCabe.